The next patient is Victor Figueroa. The last name is Figueroa. Martinez. Martinez. First name, Victor. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old Hispanic male that has mesangial proliferative glomerulonephritis. Period. There was also evidence of a C3 deposition in the mesangium and in the subendothelium. The patient has significant proteinuria. Because of the pathology and because of the presence of the deterioration of the kidney function, we suggested the administration of ACTHAR, ACTHAR. Period. The blood sugar went up, and the patient started to develop diarrhea and urinary tract symptoms. This patient was evaluated by rheumatology. He was taking hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams POBID. The diarrhea was most likely associated to the hydroxychloroquine. It has stopped, but the patient continues with the anemia. He was treated with antibiotic therapy for the UTI. The gastrointestinal symptoms have improved. The ACTHAR was discontinued. The creatinine remains 1.7. The estimated EFR is 37 mL per minute. The BUN was 32. The protein-creatinine ratio is consistent with 1,700 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine, which is less than what he used to be. Period. Once the hydroxychloroquine was discontinued, the patient decreased the diarrhea, the appetite is better, and he is coming back. The patient is feeling stronger. Number two, the patient has anemia. In the latest CBC, the hemoglobin is 8.5, the hematocrit is 26.4. We are going to check the iron stores. We have recommended to the primary physician evaluation by hematology since the last visit. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today, 141/63. The patient body weight is 160, which is 9 pounds lighter than the past visit. Following number, hyperuricemia, that is under control. We are going to do the anemia workup for tomorrow, and we are going to make decision based on those results that we are going to share with the primary care, Dr. Medince, M-E-D-I-N-C-E. Period. We are going to order laboratory workup for 3 months. However, we continue to communicate with the patient to make the necessary changes. We invested 12 minutes evaluating the lab. In the face-to-face, it was 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.